The Patriarchs, an Elegy. The weather in the window this morning is snow, unseasonal singular flakes, a slow winter's final shiver. On such an occasion, to presume to eulogise one man is to pipe up for a whole generation, that crew whose survival was always the stuff of minor miracle, who came ashore in orange crate coracles, fought ingenious wars, finagled triumphs at sea with flaming decoy boats and sidestepped torpedoes. Husbands to duty, they unrolled their plans across billiard tables and vehicle bonnets, regrouped at breakfast. What their secrets were was everyone's guess and nobody's business. Great-grandfathers from birth, in time they became both inner core and outer case in a family heirloom of nesting dolls. Like evidence of early man, their boot prints stand in the hardened earth of rose beds and borders. They were sons of a zodiac out of sync with the solar year, but turned their minds to the day's big science and heavy questions. To study their hands at rest was to picture maps showing hatchet valleys and indigo streams, schemes of old campaigns and reconnaissance missions. Last of the great avuncular magicians, they kept their best tricks for the grand finale, disproving immortality and disappearing entirely. Major oaks in the woods start tuning up, and skies to come will deliver their tributes. But for now, a cold April's closing moments parachute slowly home, so by mid-afternoon, snow is recast as seed heads and thistle down.
Fascist regime, a major moron. I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies, and I'm not proud of my address. In a torn up town, no postcode envy,
but every song's like gold teeth, grey goose tripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair,
and we'll never be royal. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler.
Ruler.
You can call me Queen Bee,
and baby I'll rule.
Let me live that fantasy.
My friends and I, we've cracked the code. We count our dollars on the train to the party, and everyone who knows us knows
that we're fine with this. We didn't come for money,
but every song's like gold teeth, grey goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold. We aren't caught up in your love affair,
and we'll never be royal. It's a run in our blood. That kind of love's just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler.
Enterprise of England.
The Enterprise. Forgive me, you're just a guy. I'm not
familiar. Two armies landing on the coast of Sussex and
Norfolk.
Mary Stuart is to be set free and placed on the English throne, and I am to be assassinated. Does any of this sound familiar?
I know nothing of any invasion.
Well, I refer to this plan as the Enterprise of England. It should more accurately be called La Impresa de Inglaterra, because it is a Spanish plan. The plan of my one-time brother-in-law, your king, to attack my country.
Your country? It is my country that is under attack.
Your so-called piratas, your pirates, attack our merchant ships daily, and you... What? You think we don't know where the orders come from? The whole world knows these pirates sail up the Thames all the way to your royal bed.
You will leave my presence, sir. Go back to your rat hole.
Tell Philip, I fear neither him, nor his priests, nor his armies.
Tell him if he wants to shake his little fist at us, we're ready to give him such a bite he'll wish he'd kept his hands in his pockets.
You see a leaf fall, and you think you know which way the wind blows. Well, there is a wind coming, madam, that will sweep away your pride.
I too can command the wind, sir! I have a hurricane in me that will strip Spain behind me!
Good time, having a good time. I'm a shooting star, leaping through the sky like a tiger, defying. supersonic man out of you. Stop me now. I'm having such a good time. I'm having a ball.
Don't stop me now.
If you wanna have a good time,
fighting men. They have full 70,000.
That's 5-1. Besides, they are all fresh.
It is a fearful odds.
Oh, that we now had here but 10,000 of those men in England that do no work today.
What's he that wishes so? My cousin Westmoreland? No, my fair cousin. If we are marked to die, we are enough to do our country loss. And if to live, the fewer men, the greater share of honor. God's will, I pray thee, wish not one man more. Rather, proclaim it, Westmoreland, through my host, that he which hath no stomach to this fight, let him depart. His passport shall be made, and crowns for convoy put into his purse. We would not die in that man's company that fears his fellowship to die with us. This day is called the Feast of Crispian. He that outlives this day and comes safe home will stand at tiptoe when this day is named, and rouse him at the name of Crispian. He that shall see this day and live old age will yearly, on the vigil, feast his neighbors and say, tomorrow is St. Crispin's. Then will he strip his sleeve and show his scars and say, these wounds I had on Crispin's day. Old men forget, yet all shall be forgot, but he'll remember with advantages what feats he did that day. Then shall our names, familiar in their mouths as household words, Harry the King, Bedford and Exeter, Warwick and Talbot, Salisbury and Gloucester, be in their flowing cups freshly remembered. This story shall the good man teach his son, and Crispin Crispian shall ne'er go by from this day to the ending of the world, but we in it shall be remembered. We few, we happy few, we band of brothers, for he today that sheds his blood with me shall be my brother. Be he ne'er so vile, this day shall gentle his condition. And gentlemen in England, now abed, shall think themselves accursed they were not here, and hold their manhoods cheap, whilst any speaks that fought with us upon St. Crispin's Day!
Got a secret that can help. Nothing to help. Watch me make them bow. by name, Flash by nature.
Hooray!
Hooray! Where have you been?
Where haven't I been? Woof! But I'm here now. Who is that?
I don't know, but he's in your place.
Not for long. Thanks, bridesmaid. Like the beard. Gives me something to hang on to. So my old mate Eddie's getting hitched, eh? What's the matter? Can't stand the pace of the in crowd? Hi, Queenie. You look sexy. But listen, wear your hair long. I prefer it that way.
I've got such a crush on him.
And Melchie! Still worshipping God?
Oh, my lord.
Last thing I heard, he started worshipping me. Nursey! I like it, firm and fruity. Am I pleased to see you, or did I just put a canoe in my pocket? Down, boy, down! And now, where's this amazing bird? The one who stopped my old pal Eddie doing exactly whatever he wants. 10 times a night.
Ah, yes, Flash, let me introduce my fiancée, Kate.
My baby. She's got a tongue like an electric eel, and she likes the taste of a man's tonsils. You don't want to marry this jerk, baby. Meet me on my horse in 8 seconds.
But I can't run in this frock. You see, I find I actually prefer wearing boys' clothes.
Weird. I always feel more comfy in a dress. I've got a plan, and it's as hot as my pants.
What a man Flash is, eh? Things will certainly liven up around here now he's back. Won't they, Flash?
So long, suckers. Next time you get bored of your lives, give me a call, and I'll come round and kill you.
Bye, Edmund, and thanks for everything.
Hooray!
It is customary on these occasions for the groom to marry the bridesmaid. I presume you intend to honour this?
I do.
Southern air. I put on the back of my bike and we went riding down by old man Johnson's farm. I said, now overcast days never turned me on. Something about the clouds and her mist. She wasn't too bright, but I could tell when she kissed me, she knew how to get a kiss. She wore a
Now is the winter of our discontent made glorious summer by this son of York. And all the clouds that lowered upon our house in the deep bosom of the ocean buried. Now are our brows bound with victorious reeds, our bruised arms hung up for monuments, our stern alarums changed to merry meetings, our dreadful marches to delightful measures. Grim-visaged war hath smoothed his wrinkled front, and now, instead of mounting barbed steeds to fright the souls of fearful adversaries, he capers nimbly in a lady's chamber to the lascivious pleasing of a lute. But I, that I'm not shaped for sportive tricks, nor made to court an amorous looking glass. I, that am rudely stamped, and want love's majesty to strut before a wanton ambling nymph. I, that am curtailed of this fair proportion, cheated of feature by dissembling nature, deformed, unfinished, sent before my time into this breathing world, scarce half made up, and that so lamely and unfashionable that dogs bark at me as I halt by them. Why, I, in this weak, piping time of peace, have no delight to pass away the time, unless to see my shadow in the sun and descant on mine own deformity. Since I cannot prove a lover to entertain these fair, well-spoken days, I am determined to prove a villain.
We'll be right back.
Thank you. king to his throne, and the smile may return to the queen. How can she rule on her own when the glory of what might have the air is as cold as the dead, and the soft melodies only measure her bittersweet tears. Every note of each song brings a vision of love.
call to be there.
again. Don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. Keep smiling through, just like you always do, till the blue skies drive the dark clouds far away. So will you please say hello to the folks that I know, tell them I won't be long. They'll be happy to know that as you saw me go, I was singing this song. We meet again, don't know when,